Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ed Harrington's here, too. Ed's become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last few years. He's CEO of Ideas to Go. He's on the Yale Center for Customer Insights Board of Directors, and he is the co-author of Outsmart Your Instincts. And he's here to talk to us about a very interesting topic I think all of us deal with probably every day. Ed Harrington, welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. It's great to be back.
But Ed, you said good morning to me, but do you really, is that how you really feel? Are you telling me the truth? Are you really glad you're here and happy to be part of my show today? Can I count on that? I don't see you, so I can't read your body language. I'm a little worried that you might not be telling me the truth, Ed.
Well, Jim, I was thinking the same thing when you said you were glad to have me here. And the fact of the matter is I am very happy. I'm smiling. You can't see it.
Good.
I'm sure that you can hear it in people's voices.
I can hear it in your voice that you're so darn glad you're here. You can't stand it. It's like a dream come true. In fact, it's like a dream come true for you, Ed. I can tell that. Folks, we're having a little fun here because the topic that Ed wants to talk about today is how do we know when people are coming clean with us? Are they laying it on the line? Are they being frank? Are they being candid? Are they being truthful? Are they saying what they really know? Ed, why should we care about this?
Well, in my work, Jim, a lot of times we do what we call discussion panels and interviews with consumers to figure out why they use a product, what they like about it, what they don't like about it. And it's no good if what they're telling you isn't, frankly, the truth and candid. And quite often, people don't. And you have to figure out if they are or aren't. B, you have to probe into that and figure out what it is, what is the truth. And then the third thing that's usually the most valuable thing is figure out why did they decide to, you might say, deceive you or not tell you the truth. That's what goes on.
Well, the truth is, Ed, we all don't tell the truth every day, don't we? Look at the marriage situation, right? I'm not even going to go there. Does this make me look fat? I'm not even going to go there. I mean, and ladies tease all the time about telling the lady that she loves the dress, and secretly she's thinking, I can't believe she's wearing that after Labor Day. You know, things like that. We all do this, don't we?
We absolutely do this, and sometimes it's just automatic reaction. You know, sometimes you tell people what they want to hear so they'll go away.
And we don't want to hurt their feelings, right? I mean,
because
if they say, if somebody asks you if you like it, or if they don't ask but they expect you to engage them about it, they've obviously bought a new dress or a new car or whatever. It might not be your taste, but that doesn't mean what they did was wrong. And so just to play along, you say, "Oh, I love it. It's great. I know you like it. You know, whatever."
Yeah, you don't want to burst their bubble, so to speak. And
yeah.
And then the other thing is sometimes people tell you the truth and you attack them for it.
Right.
Because wanted to hear.
No, I don't like your car. Well, I'll tell you what, when you make a payment, I'll care about that, right? Things like
Right, exactly. Do you know about cars?
Right.
Let me talk about your car. Your car looks like a junk heap.
When it matters, when relationships are on the line, when the business is on the line, when customer relationships are on the line, that's when it matters, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, like I said, in my work, if we're doing something and we get led down the primrose path, you know, not getting the truth, and we deliver what is in essence not the truth to the clients, then they're not very happy about it because it will never test out. And I can give you one example about that if you'd like it. And that is, I went through a discussion with people. It was about oral care. and you have a group of people in a room and you ask them, okay, so we're going to talk now about dental floss. Who in the group uses dental floss?
And, you got my hand
you
up.
You know, everybody raises their – sorry, sir?
I got my hand up.
Oh, of course you have your hand up, Jim. And guess what? Eight out of ten times, the people who raise their hand are actually lying.
8 out of 10? 80% of the people were lying? Wow.
80% of the people are lying,
wow,
believe it or not. And you go around and you – and I learned this a little bit during the group because we had the clients knew about this. But I'm going through and you could sort of tell –
this is a focus group. You've got a focus group you're trying to get information out of and they're lying to you?
Absolutely. Correct. The same you see that politicians use. And, you know, this is how they get their stories together and
right,
how they move forward. And you can tell kind of by the way people are saying things and they're a little hesitant. And so now why would they do that? Why would everybody raise their hand? What's your theory, Jim?
Well, if you ask them something that would reflect up back on them, like, no, I don't have good oral hygiene, then I'm probably going to lie about that. You know what I mean?
Bingo.
Yeah.
Bingo. They feel guilty about it. They know they should be doing it. They don't do it. And so when you sit in a group of people, you don't sit there and say, no, I don't take care of my teeth very well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do what the dentist tells me to. My hygienist, you know, there you go. The other thing that happens in this phenomenon is something called conformity bias or follow the leader.
Right.
So if the first person speaks up and says, oh, yeah, I floss 18 times a day, or, you know, I'm exaggerating. Well, the next person in line is going to say, well, I floss 20 times a day. And the next person is going to floss 30 times a day. You know, you get that kind of one-upmanship thing going, and it becomes relatively absurd. Interestingly, if you talk to a dentist or a hygienist, they know if you don't take care of your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
They absolutely know. And they'll lie right to the face of the dentist or the hygienist.
Looking at your teeth while they're looking at your teeth.
Correct. And you know, people are guilty. They know they should be doing something. It's just like a child.
So is there other ways?
Are there the child.
So apparently you've discovered the way to get around this. And when we come back after the break, he's got some things he's going to share with us.
I'm going to tell you how to get around
how to get around this. And that way you know when your 16-year-old is telling you the truth about where they were last night. Quick break. Right back with Ed Harrington.
Hey, that's exactly it.
Ideas2go.com. Is that right, Ed?
That is correct. They're all letters.
Outsmart
your instincts. The two is a T-O, not
that's
a all, number
also
two.
The book. Yeah, Ideas2go. Quick break. Right back with Ed Harrington. I'm Jim Blassinger. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.